That's why in Halacha it's brought. Halacha it's brought. Don't lend people money unless they have a plan to pay you back. Because you don't want to be able to lob a lesia like an Aisha, and you don't want to be machshul the person and not paying back a loan. If you want to do the guy a favor, make sure he has a plan to pay you back. Either that or a guarantor. That's what you should do. That's what the Torah wants you to do. It wants you to lend people money, but it doesn't want you to throw your money away, unless you're willing to throw your money away. The mitzvah of lending people money is only if there's a plan to pay back. The guy comes over to you and says, I need $1,000. How do you plan to pay me back? I have no idea. Don't lend them the money. Don't lend them the money. No. Don't lend them the money. Unless you don't care if you don't get paid back. That's up to you. Or get a guarantor. You have to protect yourself, because if not, you'll be able to feel like an Aisha. It's worse to be able to feel like an Aisha than not to lend the money. Number one. Number two is, you're machshul him in an isser. You're machshul him in an isser of not paying the loan. You don't want to do that either. So, again, make sure there's a plan. Now, sometimes there's a plan and it doesn't work out. That happens. That's when there's a liability to like connection. That's when the guy should go and do things to pay back. But there's, when the guy comes to you for money, ask him, what is your plan? How are you going to pay me back? If not, you're doing him a disservice and yourself a disservice. You don't want to be able to liability to like connection. And it's hard for a person to lend a person money and not ask for it back, even though he knows the guy doesn't have, or he thinks the guy might not have. So don't do it. Don't lend them the money. I did a mitzvah to lend money. There's a mitzvah to lend money if there's a plan to pay back, a regular plan to pay back. Listen, I make this much a week. I will put away this much a week to pay back your loan. Okay, that's a plan. Or I have a guarantor. I have a guarantor. He's going to guarantee the loan. If I don't pay, he'll guarantee it for you. Then it's a mitzvah to lend them the money. I did a lively deal like Kenesha. That's if something happens and it didn't work out. But originally, when you lend money, don't lend. Now, there are some people that have money to lend, and if the guy doesn't pay them back, they're willing to absorb the loss for the mitzvah of tzedakah. Okay, so that's a different story. So basically, when you're lending the guy the money, you're taking a chance that it might just end up being tzedakah, and you're willing to live that way. That's great. That's fantastic. But that's only for people that can afford the loss. Not everybody can afford the loss. The people that are making gemach, right? They put the money aside. It's not their money anymore. They're not going to use it anymore. So now, if they want to take the chance of it, no. So that's their option. I'm sorry?
Any normal gemach takes guarantors.
Exactly, for that reason. Okay. Okay, today's limud is a schus for Shleima Chai Simcha Yehudis Bazlata Shetechya. May today's learning be a schus for Rafu Shleima. Okay. Vayis himself, I don't know exactly. Okay, we are up to Nun Dal Amud Aleph, and we are trying to learn out how do we know Hara in the Torah? So originally we brought a pasuk that it says by Nida, Mekaira Hara. We said maybe Nida is different because it's Mekama Bayala. She's stricter.
Rabbi.
The person that lives in Nida assumes the Tumah of 7 days. That is a severity that doesn't exist by other Arias. So the Gemara Rabbi. Brought another pasuk. I'm sorry?
Did you Somebody start the recording? Question? Did you start the recording?
I did the recording. Elo Asya Me'eshesach. We learned it out from Eshesach. The Sif. I am the fourth wide line. The Sif. Says a person who marries Eshesach, she's a Nida. V'chi Eshesach, v'olam Nidahi. So the Torah is comparing Eshesach to Nida. Why is the Torah doing that? Must be to tell me that Hara. Now, yesterday, Rabbi Avraham Cohen asked the Gevaldik Akasha. He asked, maybe the Torah is comparing Eishes Ach to Nida to say that Kedushin is Typhus. That was his question that he asked. I looked around. I didn't find anybody to ask the question. So I thought about the question, and I came up with the following answer. That it makes sense that the comparison is about the Isser rather than about side things. Let me try to explain. Jesus' Kedushin is a consequence of an Isser. It makes sense when the Torah talks about a person living with an Eishes Achiv Nidahi that the Torah is describing the act of Isser rather than the consequence of Isser. Therefore, we say it makes sense that the Torah is comparing that a partial Bia is considered a Bia because we're talking about the Isser of living with her. The Torah is not talking here about Jesus' Kedushin. The Torah is talking about the prohibition of living with a brother's wife and the punishment for living with a brother's wife, which is Karis. And the Torah writes, Nidahi. Now, it's talking about the prohibition. It's not talking about side halachas. So it makes sense that the comparison to Nidah would be in the prohibition rather than in the consequence. That's what I think the answer to your question is. But I did look around somewhat, and I didn't see anybody ask it, but it was a great question yesterday, and I want to commend you for it. Let's move on. Zakti Gemara. Zakti Gemara writes, Ma'ala Eishes Ach, she came beyond the Larabbis. You can't learn out from Eishes Ach to the rest of Arayas. Eishes Ach has a severity. It's an interesting point, view to look at it as a severity. A person can, Eishes Ach can, is an Isser that it's possible to increase. Meaning, every time it's a marriage Isser. So the more wives a person's brother marries, the more Eishes Ach he has. A lot of Arayas is not in the possibility to increase. It is what it is. Meaning, it's natural Arayas. It's not that a person at 50 can decide to make more of these Arayas, sisters. Right? He has a number of sisters. It's not in the hand of either of the two, him or his sister, to create more Arabis, of sister. His parents had a number of daughters, and that's his sisters. End of story. Eishes Ach is always increasable. The brother can always marry more wives. So any marriage Isser can be included like Eishes Ach. It's not, again, in Eishes Ach, the brother can make more the way I understand it again is at any point there can be an increase. Sisters, daughter, mother, natural Arias is not increasable at any point. I mean, parents have their kids and that's it. Brother can always marry more wives. That's what I think the answer to your question is.
Another way to make this thing right away, at any time.
Right. That's what I think it is.
So what Ish is also like that? Ish.
Again, I'm not saying it wouldn't include any Erebus. We're saying it wouldn't include the natural Erebus. Again, all we're trying to show is one Chumrah. Once you have one Chumrah, then I can say Harah is a second Chumrah. As long as I can show you one severity in Eishes Ach that doesn't apply to sister, then you can't derive Harah from Eishes Ach to sister.
Even though that has Kula also?
Doesn't make a difference. You see, it has a Chumrah, so maybe this is the second Chumrah that it has. Rashi. So to Rashi, No, the rest of Arayas. We're trying to find out how we know all Arayas Harah is Chayav. So we tried from Nida, and we said Nida doesn't teach us any. So we tried from Eishes Ach, and we say Eishes Ach only teaches us some. It won't teach us all.
Which one?
It teaches the marital ones, because you can always increase the marital ones. Marriage ones, father's wives, the father can marry wives at any time. I'm sorry?
Anything with the
Chumra. Right. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Eishes Ach of Oilam Nidahi Veinah Pesekas, what is that, brother's wife always in Yiddish? Can be other shalom harbis nashim harbe al echav but israel shesach. The boy mekadesh wasu ki alpha. He can be mekadesh 1,000 ladies. But tim should be now call arayis and the stars of nachmas ishus. That would include all marital arbis. Kigun. Eshesav kalosai, father's wife, his father can marry more wives. Daughters-in-law, his brother, his son can marry more wives. Chavayt say mother-in-law, Achayt Ishtoy, his wife's sister. That's questionable. Whether his wife's sister is considered beyond the rabbis, he can marry more wives, and therefore there'll be more wives' sisters. Because he really doesn't control how many sisters. That's like his own sister. His own sister is not called beyond the rabbis. What? But it's a marriage, it does. The Tyson doesn't like Achayt Ishtoy, takes it out. Avil imay Achayt Yibitay, mom, sister, daughter, Kiyaytibem, the Imbiyad de la Rabbi, it's not considered the fact that the father can have more daughters or he can have more daughters. It's not an immediate kind of thing. Imay is one. It's impossible. You can only have one mother.
No, but what happens if the father marries...
That's Eshesav, that's not Imay. He could only have one mother. That's the one that's totally not increasable.
No. I thought Aishas Av.
Aishas Av is Aishas Av, and Imay is Imay.
Aishas Av, you would learn out from.
Yeah, he said that. He mentioned that. Rashi mentioned Aishas Av, you would. But like Tim Shemidah and Arias, I'm sorry. Would you like to name the other Rabbis Mindala? Zump to Gemara, we'll try again. M for the Gemara.
Using Nida, and then with Nida, and
No. We use Nida, and Nida was not a good source. But then the Torah said, Eishes Ach of Nida. So the Torah said that Eishes Ach has Harah as well. So the Torah said about Eishes Ach, so now Eishes Ach is a source. We don't need Nida anymore.
But what does Nida mean?
That it has the same Harah as Nida.
Okay, so there is, we're saying Eishes Ach is like a Nida.
But we don't need Nida anymore. Once we have that pasuk that said Eishes Ach is like a Nida, forget about Nida anymore. We don't need the pasuk of Nida.
But that's the word.
I understand. But we're deriving it from Eishes Ach, not from Nida.
Okay, but we're using the concept of Nida in Eishes Ach, in other words. That Harazah. We're using that concept.
Yes.
Because the Yisr can subjugate, okay?
Is that the word?
No.
Increase is the word, yes.
That makes it a...
It's considered a severity.
And I can say the opposite.
Again, just talking about the Gemara says, I can't argue with the Gemara and I swear like that.
One Yisr is all the chalos of one Yisr. Like,
it's the same.
I'm sorry. No, I'm saying, it's just like...
Again, it doesn't become less because there's more of them.
Right.
It's not true. It's not less. Each one of them is a complete answer. And for the Gemara. So we're going to try a third place. Now I want to explain something because we're going to need this later on. I'm going to mention it later on as well. The Pasuk in Parshas Kedosh in Achrei Mais lists all the Arayas. In Parshas Achrei Mais, all the Arayas, I don't know the number, a lot of them. And at the end it says, if you do any of those Arayas, it's current. Now some get more, some period. That's what it says in Akhribites. You get the Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah repeats some of the Arayas and their punishments. It doesn't repeat all of them, because already in Akhribites it told you, current. In Kedoshim, it repeats all those that get Mises Ben. All those that get, besides for Korath, get killed by Bezim, are repeated in Parshas Kedoshim with their respective punishment. Bitai, Imai, Chamaisai, Eshesh. All those are repeated in Parshas Kedoshim with their respective punishment. Then the Torah went and repeated some Chayvei Krisus. Now those Chayvei Krisus repetitions are not necessary. Because the bottom line is, you already said in Parshas Achrei Mais, all Arayas get Karas. That's a given. Now, I understand that in Parshas Kedoshim, you want to tell me those who get more than Karas. But those who just get Karas, why are you repeating them? So therefore, each of these Sukkim that are being repeated in Kedoshim are going to be used. So Nida is being used for Hara, at least by Anita. And Eishes Ach is also being used by Hara, and that's for the marriage one. But we still haven't gotten Hara by everything else. So we're going to try to get a third one. And this is the third one. Elasim Achaisav Achaisim, which is also repeated in Parshas Kedoshim, which is dad's sister and mom's sister. So it says Hara specifically by dad's sister and mom's sister. Now, they are natural arayas, not through marriage. They're your dad's sister and your mom's sister. Right? So that would be a source of Hara. Zakti Gemara, if that's the only source, again, at this point we're going to say that's the only source. It has a severity that it's natural. Maybe natural Isurim are more severe. Not through marriage. Maybe marital Isurim aren't as severe as natural Isurim. Dr. Gemara, you're right. I can't learn it out from Eishes Ach because you tell me maybe marriage are more severe because you can increase. I can't learn it out from Achaisah Achaisayim, but you tell me maybe natural is more severe. However, I can learn it out from both of them together. Two. I have three psukim. Nida, Eishes Ach, Achaisah Achaisayim. Three psukim say Hara. So two of those will teach everybody. Fretzing Gemara, which two? Which two are going to be the source for everybody else? Mahai Tesi. Tasty makes ach vachaisim. Are you gonna learn it out from Eishes Ach, which is marriage, and Achaisah Vachaisim, which is natural? So you've covered all your bases. But Malahanak Shkena Surim even share. That's different. Because they're also because they're relatives. Eishes Ish is not a relative. Maybe Eishes Ish, there's no Isser Hara. That's the one erva that is not relative. Well, Nida is also not a relative, but Nida we have its own pasuk. Right? But Eishes Ish doesn't have a pasuk. So you're going to learn it out from Eishes Ach and Achaisav Achaisei. But they're all relatives. Maybe the non-Erva relative, which is Eishes Ish, doesn't have that walk of Hara. Rashi, Zuk Rashi, Shket Isra Bama Elav, Pashit Mina Imai, you can learn not Imai, Achaisa, you'll beat the Kiyaitzabem. However, you cannot learn that Arayas to come from Kedushin. Well, you're going to say that father, sister, mother, sister are natural. Go together. The common denominator is and the Torah said Hara is like Gemar Bia. Avani Avi Kol Arayas B'din Zeh. And the answer is not true, because the common denominator is Asur Mishum Sher, but Tivshu Kol Asur Mishum Sher. You would learn out all Arayas of relatives. Avi Eishes Ish Tolach Mishum Sher Min HaTesi. How would I know Eishes Ish?
Only one.
Only one. Nida would be the other one, but Nida has its own positive front.
Why can't that be work?
Okay, let's try this again. Whenever you make a logical comparison, you're allowed to ask a logical question on the comparison. We started off with a pasuk that said, Nida Hara is Gemarbia. By the way, that's a severity. That's saying we're treating a partial penetration, whatever Hara is, as if there's a complete penetration. We're giving the guy chorus for Hara. That the Torah wrote by Nida. You want to logically compare Nida to everything else. We say Nida is more severe. We find the severity by Nida that doesn't exist anywhere else, that the man who lives with her becomes tummy for 7 days. So you see the Torah treats Nida more severely. So if you want to make a logical comparison, it's not there. Now we try a different logical comparison. The Torah said by Eishes Ach that it also has Hara. The Torah did it by saying Nida. So the Torah told us by a brother's wife, if one lives with their brother's wife, Hara, it's as if they did a Gemar Bia. So we want to use that as a source. It's not true because the Eishes Ach is not Matame 7 days.
Why do you need to comparing it to Nida? Why have to bring that in?
Because that's how the Torah said it. The Torah could have said Hara, but the Torah used the word Nida to teach me Hara. Why the Torah did that? I don't know.
Can we drop that?
No, one second. So now Eshesach is the source. From Eshesach we see Hara works, so now we compare it to all Arayas. But Eshesach is something more severe than Yadar L'Rabbis. Which would mean you can include all marital arayas, but not non-marital arayas. So therefore, Eishesach cannot be your source for all erevus. So we try a third one, Achais Av, Achais Eim, where the Torah also wrote Hara.
What's that?
And that the Torah is saying that my father's sister and mother's sister, Hara is like Marmia. So we want to use that as the single source. And we want to learn everything out of there. Something tomorrow you can't, because over there it's a natural erva. Natural ervas might be more severe than marital ervas. So the Gemara says, you know what? Take Eishesach and Achaisav, and you've covered all your bases. Achaisav will cover all naturals, Eishesach will cover all maritals.
One's left out.
And one is left out, Eishesish. Because all the other ervas, Eishesach and Achaisav, are relatives. So maybe the Torah said Hara by relatives. By an Erev that's not a relative, maybe the Torah didn't write Hara. So Eishes Ish, which is the one Erev that's not a relative, and Nida is also an Erev that's not a relative, but Nida has its own Pasuk. So how would you know Eishes Ish? So now you've taken two, and out of the two, you wanted to make a common denominator, and you covered everything. You covered all naturals, all marriage. Aishas Ish is neither. It's not a relative. These two are relatives. Some are relatives through marriage, and some are natural relatives, but they're related to you. Whereas an Aishas Ish is not related. Who says this halach of Hara by Aishas Ish? You don't need a chumrah by Tzad
Hashem.
No, but Aishas Ish. I just didn't want to make it more.
Why would I say Aishas Ish is an Erva?
It is. The Torah says, Erva, the Torah lists it in the parish of Arias.
It does?
Yes.
Why is it worse than a marrying, like Kalasa or anything?
That's a relative. Maybe the Torah only wrote the halacha of partial being like a bia by a relative.
That means after death also, right? I mean, that there.
There's nothing, it's not saying that. Okay. That you're adding.
That's an extra.
But that's not what it says. Let's not add what it doesn't say. There's a reason I don't want to add what it doesn't say.
But it's also Ish plus.
Yes. All I'm saying is the Isser Ish is by itself. It's not a relative. Ish is Ish means somebody else's wife.
It's
a stranger's wife. She's not related to you. Not a relative, so you can't derive it out of two psukim that talk about relatives.
Maybe there's no Hara there?
Maybe there's no Hara there. If you're looking for a source of Hara, you're going to have to find something that covers all. You found the source for some, and you found that other source for others, but you haven't covered all.
About,
there's one not covered.
How about Anida itself?
That we have a pasuk for.
I don't know. Meaning Anida can be a stranger,
but Anida is tamei for 7 days. It's a chumrah there. Can't do, so let's try.
We had that already?
No. And for the Gemara. Yes, we did. Ela teisi menida v'achaisav v'achaisei. So use the other two. Use Nida, which is a non-relative, and achaisav v'achaisei, which is a relative. Ma'alahanoshket yisrabo me'elov. However, they share a common denominator. They're natural. Nida is natural. And Achais Av Achais Eim is natural. There's no marriage, either of the two. How do I know marriage? If these are the two, that's the source.
No marriage.
So I can't learn it from those two. Now, if you want to bring the third one in, maybe. But we haven't gotten there yet. If you want to use two, Nida and Achais Av, they're all natural.
It's natural.
It happens by itself. No marriage is necessary. Your father's sister has nothing to do with marriage. Your mother's sister has nothing to do with marriage, and neither has nothing to do with marriage.
Has
to do with marriage.
Marriage of the other.
Marriage of somebody.
Right.
No human intervention.
Exactly. No human intervention. Thank you, Rabbi Shem.
What do you say in big words for?
Don't think about it right. Ella tasty me neither the Ashes Ach. Okay? Here we got two. Neither and Ashes Ach. Ashes Ach is through marriage. Neither is natural. Neither is not a relative. So the two of them can teach you everything. What are you going to tell me? Neither can teach me Tamas Bayala, Eishes Ach. What are you going to tell me? Eishes Ach, Yadir L'Rabbis, neither. And the two of them can teach me everything. There's no common denominator that they have that doesn't include everything. There's no common chumrah. Zog to Gemara, it's not true. Mas Gemara v'achabrei d'rabikam. Mal l'nida v'eishes ach, sh'kein l'ein l'n heter b'chaya Yisra. Time of Eishes ish, sh'kein yesh l'n heter b'chaya Yisra. Nida, as long as she's a Nida, she can never become mutter. As long as the blood is there, the blood is there. Eishes ach, as long as the brother is alive, the brother is alive. Eishes ish, the husband can be alive and divorce her. It's the only erva that's removable without a death occurring. Again, that's because the blood is gone. The iser is gone. In Nida, there's something that makes her usser, and that's gone, so she becomes mutter. She's not a Nida anymore. Whereas Eishes Ish is removable while the factor that made her an Eishes Ish is still alive and well. He still exists. Dr. Ashi, Shkini Mechaya Eisran, Kol Zeman Sha'adam Chai, V'Yishrefat. Right? As long as he's alive and she has a need, V'chein Eishes Ach, Ein Heter Mechaya Ochim, Afilu Hu Megarsha, even if he divorces her, Asur Lezeh. However, Eishes Ish, Yesh Leheter Mechaya Vadeh Get. Now, the Gemara is bothered by this question. The Gemara is now going to fine-tune it, tweak it. Meaning the question's a great question. You can't learn Eishes Ish from Nida and Eishes Ach because they are not removable when their Iser is there, and Eishes Ish is removable when the Iser is there. Now, but the Gemara is going to tweak that because it's really not accurate. Amar Rav Acham Diftu L'Ravina. Also, Nida and Eishes Ish b'chayi Iser l'nein l'heter v'achas kem yesh l'meter. What, Nida becomes mutter as soon as the blood leaves? It's not true. She has to count 7 days and she has to go to the mikvah. Can't say that Nida is only usher when the blood is there. Not true. And by Eishes Nida, there's days, there's 7 days at mikvah. Eishes Ach, b'banim tal yirachmana. Eishes Ach, even if the brother dies, it depends if there's children or not. You said a statement that those two, the Easter goes off after the Iser is gone. Not true. This doesn't go off after the Iser is gone. The blood is gone. You still need 7 days. At mikvah. The brother dies, you still need the fact that he didn't have children. It's not that the brother's death, it's tweaking the words you used. You said a statement, that statement is not true. Zakti Gemara la parakachi. This is the correct way to word the kasha. Ma'al the need of Eishes Ach, shken ein oisra matiran. The need in Eishes Ach, their oisra is not matter them, meaning they cannot become mutter during nidus, whatever nidus entails, or during Eishes Ach. The brother cannot make them mutter, and the nida, the blood, can't make her mutter. Whatever makes her usher cannot make her mutter. Time of Eishes Ish, usher matira. Eishes Ish, the man who made her usher, can release her. Nobody can release. The brother can't release his wife, and the nida can't be released by the blood. Something else releases her, but she can't be released by the usher, whereas Eishes Ish can be released by the one who asked her.
By the brother?
He doesn't release her. He can't release her. His death without children releases her. He can't release her. Neither the blood doesn't release her. When she becomes not a Nida and she has days, she becomes released. So therefore, Eishes Ish cannot be derived from any of these Arayas. Put them all three together, you can't derive Eishes Ish. Because Eishes Ish has something that no other ever has. The husband's alive, he releases her. No other Erev is releasable during the time of the Iser. And therefore, how can you derive Eishes Yitzhara? You have three sources. The three sources don't work. They teach you everything else, but they don't teach you Eishes.
What's the worst thing if it doesn't?
Because the Mishnah said, all Arayas Hara is Chayav. So the worst thing is that the Mishnah is not correct.
So
we don't like that.
Who says that Eishes is called Arayas?
It's in the Parsha of Arayas, for crying out loud. Take a Chumash, Parsha's Achrimais, and it lists Arayas.
Yeah.
No, I know how to get a Chumash. I know how to get a Chumash. Right over here. Get a Chumash. And I'll
read you the passage. I'm sorry, Rabbi. That was not really fair.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that Asian is in here, but I'm saying I can't.
It lists, okay? It lists.
An erva is more like a relative. What pasuk is it? The main erva. I don't see the pasuk.
El Eishes Hamitzchal Eisit and Shavtachal Azar Lutamaba. It's right in Achrim Bayit, in the middle of the parashas of Arayah.
Maybe I should start to be more instead.
But in Kedoshim, when it says Eishes Ish, it doesn't say the word Erva. Maskim, it doesn't say the word Erva, but it's talking in the, it's in the parsha of Erva. Anyway, Mishnah said by all right.
The point is, I wanted to make sure that it was an Erva.
Considered an Erva. As for the Gemara, El Amar Rabbi Yoina, Dr. Rabbi Yoina, Vitamer of Unabred of Yeshua, Amikra, it says in Achrim Vais, at the end of the parish of Arayas, Hikol Ashiyasem, Hikol Hatayva Sa'ilu Venichusu, Hanafasha Sa'isis. The Torah went and lumped them all together. To any one of the ones above, Gekaris. That's a heckish. The Torah compared them. It's not logical, it's a Torah comparison. When you make a logical comparison, you can ask a logical question. When you have a Torah comparison, you cannot ask a logical question. Hukshu kol arayas kulam anida. Ma'anida bahara, I've called bahara. End of story. The Torah said, nida. That's all the Torah had to say. One source. Nida. I don't need anything. The Torah said, everybody's the same. Okay, everybody's the same. In Parshas Kedoshim, it said, Nida has Hara. In Parshas Achrim Vayis, it said, they're all equal. They're all created equal. At least up to a certain level. Up to Karis. Some have more, but at least Karis and at least all the halachas.
Either gets Karis?
Absolutely. Rashi. B'yoyim Metalia Melzafilim Mesa Asra Shapaska Dam Bria Rishayna. Even if the dam stops, Asura called Shiva, and the Mephorshim speak out, and she has to go to the mikvah. The bottom talim, yeshlo bottom afilu meis achiv. Ein oisra matira, ein kayach be'oisra lahatir, el adavar achar matira. There's something else that you need. Yomim matira metanida, you need days, and eishas lach kishu ariri. Hukshu kol arayas unida, sharakan hukshu kulam zu lezu, the Torah compared to them. Benidik suvim beparash arayas. Now Rashi is very sensitive here. Is Nida an Erva? It's not a relationship. It's your wife. It could be your wife. You call your wife an Erva? So it's a big shaila. Is Nida called an Erva?
What's Nigeia?
I don't want to get involved in what's Nigeia. Because it's a big shaila what it's Nigeia. Some want to say it might be Nigeia Erva Yavar. Is it Gilu Arayas?
We get Karis?
Yes, you get Karis. But it still, Rashi says, Nida Ksuva Baparish Arayas. It's written in the same parsha, and it's included in the Hekesh. We call it Ta'eva Yisraela. It's definitely a Ta'eva. Hilkach Bara, Yavin, and Kulu Minida. We learn it out from Minida. Now, where did Rabbi... It's interesting. This is an aside. Adav Ches, for those who remember, we had this Hekesh. When we wanted to learn out, how do I know Yibum is not Toicha Erva? and we learned it out from Achais Isha. The question was, how do you know the rest of Arayas, the Yibum is not Doicha? At the end of the day, one of the truths that we brought was this Hekish, that the Torah compared all Arabs to each other. That was a Daf Chesam and Aleph. So over there, it said, Asib Hekesha Midu Rabbi Yaina. We learned it out from Rabbi Yaina's Hekish, and it brings the same Hekish. Here it says, Ella Amar Rabbi Yaina. So Rashi there points out that Rabbi Yaina said it on this Gemara. This is where he said it. There we're using it to answer another question. Rashi Damches says that Rabbi Yaina didn't say it here. He said it elsewhere. We're applying it here. Where did he say it? Here. It says, Amar Rabbi Yaina. He answered this question. This was where he came to the understanding that there is a Hekesh.
You can use a Hekesh for two things?
A Hekesh is a highway. A Hekesh is a highway. You can pass trucks both ways on your highway. When I was teaching 8th grade, I used to call it Hekesh Highway. Because once you have a Hekesh, you can pass all halachas over from one to the other. Both ways. No, I don't teach anymore. But, Frank Degemar, so now we got a problem.
Is Rabbi Yonah anywhere else in Shas?
He's on Chesem and Aleph. He's on Kedushin Samach Zayin of the Beis. It's, I'm looking at the side. It increases Beis of the Beis. Isn't it amazing how much my Bekiyas is? Yes. He's in three other places in Shas.
Now, three other places. This Hekish or him?
No, 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 no. In this Hekish.
Oh, this Hekish.
Right.
I don't remember him. I don't remember him at all.
Is there a Yaina in your family?
Dad.
Your dad, okay.
No, the reason I said that is, thanks for bringing this up, Rabbi. There's only one person in my family that says after my dad. And I thought, just like his name is just one, Yona's only one. And I said, it's not like that. What?
Yaina Navi. It was a Yaina Navi. You know, we meet him from after Yaina. You know.
I never got it. I never got it.
You never got it? I don't know if you can. You're a Kayan.
Yeah.
It's Shlishi. It's not an extra Aliyah. It's the Shlishi. I don't think you can get it. Only in a shul where all Kahanim you'd be able to pull it off.
Did you always say Rebbe? He's not able to get it.
I use that as one of my examples, right?
Does Rebbe remember it tells who got it every
no,
time?
No, I never doubted it tells.
No, you never remember?
No.
Who I wasn't. Remember? Abba's Delphic words.
Okay, bye. Now we got a problem. And the problem is the Torah did write Haroah three times. Why? If we can learn it out from Nida. So why by Eshesach did it say Nida He? And why by Achaisav Achaisav did it have to say Haroah? If you know it already, so why do you have to repeat it three times? So now we got to go through the Pesukim and find out what was the purpose of the Torah saying of Eshesach. What did the Torah want to tell me when it said Eshesach Nida He? Haroah? We know that from the Hekesh. Why did the Torah write Achaisav Achaisav? Ki Asheira Hera. We know that already. Superfluous. Zog to Gemara leaded the Chesiva Gabe Eshesach Lamali Kedorabuna. A whole new shot in why the Torah said the word Nida by Eshesach. Why did the Torah say Eshesach Nidahi? What did the Torah mean to teach us about Eshesach and therefore repeated the story of Eshesach just to tell me Nidahi? What halacha? The answer is Rav Huna's halacha. Now, I'm going to cheat. I'm going to say that Rav Huna's halacha first, because the Gemara is going to say it and jump all over it and then get to the end. Rav Huna says, where do you learn? I'm going to learn like Tysus. Should I learn like Rashi, like Tysus? Tysus is going to get away with Tysus. It's the Yom Shat. We'll try Tysus. Where do we learn that a brother divorces his wife and she has no children, that is Asr. Maybe the Isr Anxious Ach is only for someone, a brother who had children and died or divorced her. But if he divorces his wife and there are no children, maybe the brother's allowed to marry her. Not Yibum, stop, she's not Asr. Who says that the Isr Anxious Ach includes even when there are no children after the brother divorced her? Now, the answer you'll tell me is the Torah wrote Yibum only by death. Right? Mashma, that there's no other way. Maybe that's when it's a mitzvah. But the Isser is not there when the brother doesn't have children. Meaning, let us say, let me word it that way, that Yibum is telling us something. That really, once a brother is not around and there's no children, his brother can marry his wife. If there's death, then it's a mitzvah. If it's a divorce, it's allowed. You know what you gain on this? You don't have to say that Yibum is Daichakaris. Because when a brother divorces his wife without children, she's also Mutaris. There's no Karis. The way we learn Yibum is, this is an Erva, this is Karis, and the Torah allowed you to do a Chai V'Krisis. Right? That's why Abishol came and said, hold, you better do it with the right intention. You're dealing with Karis. Maybe it's not Karis. Once a brother severs the relationship with his wife and there are no children, there's no Karis. And therefore, Yibum is not flying in the face of a Karis. There's no brother, there's no children, there's no Karis. The Torah made a mitzvah of Yibum. When he divorces her, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. When he doesn't divorce her, there is a mitzvah of Yibum. When he dies, there is a mitzvah of Yibum. But who says that the Karis extends even when there are no children? Maybe the Karis doesn't exist when there's no children. Comes along Nidahi and says, no. Just like by Nida, she's always usher when she's a Nida. Eshesach is always usher, and Yibum is a heter of an erva. And don't think that an Eshesach who severs the relationship with her husband is not an erva. She is an erva. The Havamina would have been that Eshesach, once he's not married to her, and if there are no children, there's no erva. By Yibum, there's a mitzvah. When he dies, and when he divorces, it's not a mitzvah, but it's not usher. Comes along the Torah, says, neither he, that it's usher, let's read it inside. Talk to Gemara. The Gravuna. Yamar Avuna, Ramaz Liyavamim, and Atar Minayin. How do I know you can marry your Yavam? Talk to Gemara Minayin. You need a Ramaz? Puxim, Yavam Yomi Allah. It's a mitzvah. El Ramaz Liyavam, Shasura Bechayabai, Liminayin. How do I know a Yavama is usher if her husband's still alive and divorced her? Maybe she's mutter if there are no children and he divorced her. Dr. Gemara, I swear, isn't that logical? Since the Torah said if the brother dies without children, you can marry her. Doesn't that show that if he divorces her, it's usher? Dr. Gemara, who says? Maybe after the husband dies, it's a mitzvah. And if he divorces her, there's no mitzvah, but you're allowed to marry her. Or, Inami, yes, it's a mitzvah after he dies. You're not allowed to do it, but it's not an erva. It's a lav abo mechlal aseh. It's a negative derived from the positive. Since the Torah says, do it if he dies, don't do it if he doesn't die. That doesn't mean it's an erva. And that way you gain that Yibum doesn't have to be daicha karis. How do you know that an Eishes Ach is Karis even when the brother severs his relationship? And that the Torah wrote Yibum by a Karis. Maybe there is no Karis if the brother severs his relationship and there are no children. Except there's a mitzvah if he dies. And if he doesn't die, it's not a mitzvah. It might even be usher of an assay, a diuk. Since the Torah made it a mitzvah if he dies, it's not a mitzvah if he doesn't die. It's an isser. But it's only an isser assay. Let me finish. Amrikram, Vishashigigatashis Achab Nidi. What is his brother's wife always in Nida? It's not true. Ella Kanida. Ma Nida, Vishashla Hatulachamikan. Even though there's a heter at one point, Vishati Surah Bakaris, Abashisachdami, Avishashla Hatulachamikan. Even though after death the Torah made a heter, Machaya Baila Bakaris. So therefore, the Torah wrote Nidhi to teach me that Eishes Ach is usher, even if the brother divorces her and there are no children. Yes, you look perturbed.
No. Meaning, if he would die with children,
there's an isser.
But I would have thought it would not be Kuris.
Why not? At this point, I'm not saying that. Later on, the Gemara Lamed Aleph might say a Svar like that. At this point, the Gemara is just saying, I would think that with no children, Eishes Ach goes off when the relationship is severed. Either way, by death or by divorce.
Meaning even though she's Eishes Ach,
She's no longer a Shisach. He's severed the relationship. He divorced her.
Meaning, because there's a Heter B'Yibum, that's Makel everything.
No. We would understand. We approach it that, see, we're stepping back and we're saying it makes sense that the Torah would not permit an Erva for Yibum. If she's an Erva, why would the Torah permit him to marry her? So therefore we want to say, hey, she's not an Erva. Because once the brother is gone and there's no children, whether he's gone through divorce or death, it's not an Erva. So now, it's not an Erva, we can understand the Torah made a mitzvah of Yibum if he died.
That's not how it tells me that. When you mean the pasuk, why do you have the...
Again, the concept of Yibum assumes that till now, we've always assumed that Yibum meant an Erva became permissible.
Right.
We're saying now, maybe not. Maybe the Torah wrote Yibum because she's not an Erva anyway. Because a brother who severs his relationship and there are no children, there's no Erva.
And Yibum's teaching me what?
That if he dies, there's a mitzvah to marry his wife. And if he doesn't die, you're allowed to if you want to. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
And if he dies without children, I don't have to either.
No, it's a mitzvah.
But I don't have to do it.
No, a mitzvah means you have to do it. You can do chalitza instead if that's what you want to do.
No, that's not what I meant. So
instead of saying that the Torah permitted an erva, maybe we should look at Eish HaZach as a non-erva when the brother severs the relationship.
Why would children by death or divorce?
Either by death or divorce.
Why would children matter if he divorced?
Because we would limit that limud that we see from Yibum to a case where there's no children. You would say a brother who severs a relationship and there's no children, so it's as if the relationship didn't exist. It's gone. There's no continuation of the relationship. Right, exactly. That would be the Chazamina. And therefore, the Torah wrote Mitzvah Yibum when there's no children, when there's death. And when there's no death, either it's a Rishus or it's Aser as an Aftei. But it's not Aser as Karas. Comes like the Torah says, Nida. No. This remains a permanent Isser, just like Nida is an Isser. It's always Aser. Yibum is a heter for Erva. It defines Yibum. It defines the relationship of Eish HaZach.
Why don't we learn from Achay Yishtek?
What in the world is deceptive with Achay Yishtek?
She has a heter after she dies. This thing dies.
Right.
You divorce your wife. You can't marry your that wife.
That's because the Torah said the Chayeha. Torah spoke it out.
So it's Achmad.
Yeah, but here the Torah being a mitzvah of Yibum.
So that's the only scenario.
So who says? That means you're saying that the Torah permitted an erva. It's a much bigger chiddush.
So it's the same thing. It permitted an erva by a chiddush.
No, it did not. It's not an erva when she died. But the Torah said the erva is only b'chayeha.
Because they're b'chayeha. So they're the same thing. Just like b'chayeha, you have a matir by death. Same thing. You have a matir by death.
Yes. One, the Torah wrote it's not an erva. Here, the Torah did not write it's not an erva. The Torah made a mitzvah to marry this one. We'll continue mentioning tomorrow.